As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77.
Jeez. 77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Get it pumped up. Get it pumped up. Some Walmart locations are cracking down on self-checkout shoplifting and are issuing citations if people walk out without paying for their items, believe it or not. In some cases, people are stealing, and that's bad. But sometimes, you know, people make mistakes, and it's like, oh, I was busy, or I had a lot of items, or this or that or the other. So I always do self-checkout at least 99% of the time, and I get it. You got to be careful. You got to watch what you're doing and make sure that you get everything
there. But you do self-checkout because all the other 100 lanes are closed, dude. That's all that's available.
The one thing that has just floored me, three times now, like in the last month, I have seen just these piece of trash people get mad at the poor little old lady or little old man, who is checking their receipts. Look, if you have something outside of a bag at Walmart, they check you. It's just common practice.
But well, it's their job. It's and their don't job. Get mad about it. Dude, it's because people steal. And you know
and
what?
I hope these people are listening. The people that I'm talking about. And if you're the type of person that thinks it's okay to get mad at the Walmart person who is just saying, I just need to see your receipt just to make sure everything's good. It takes literally 10 seconds, but for some reason, these people need to go, well, this is ridiculous. Didn't you see me just check out right there?
Stop it with that. Hey, and second of all, you people out there stealing, stop that.
Yeah.
So anybody that's ever stolen something, just know from now on, every time you use it, you didn't pay for that.
Yeah.
And I hope you think about it. I hope it bothers you every time you use utensil or whatever. It sucks that it doesn't.
It doesn't.
But you know, it should. Every time you pick it up, you should be like, damn it, dude.
You know, those people that are
I'm a piece of trash.
The people that are complaining, they're probably the ones stealing stuff, and they're mad because they almost got caught. God,
exactly.
Just trash everywhere. Just trash, garbage people, and I hate them. So anyway.
Dude, they should put up like some 6'7" bouncers up front.
That's actually
just a big chest muscle, dude. Be like, give me a receipt.
And I guarantee all those mouthy people wouldn't say a thing. But oh yeah, here's my receipt.
Right. And what they need up to against do, the wall if you're stealing. How about that?
They need to have paid actors like once every couple hours, like just like pretend and then get smacked around by that guy. And then people,
you feel like Stone Cold Steve Austin up front, dude. Yeah. Nobody's gonna walk by that guy. Yeah. Willingly stealing.
Even if I had everything in a bag, I'd be like, here's my receipt. I just want to make sure we're on the clear. I just want to make sure we're on the up and up here, man. On the up and up. So, anyway, yeah, just watch out on your self-checkouts.
A bag of diapers. What?
What? And another one.
What?
Saw some guy just get stone cold stunnered right there in the Walmart lobby.
Don't steal. That's what happens.
That's what happens. You will get dropped, son. Lastly, how about this? I love this story, man. So there's a pizza place that has gone viral because of their name. Now, I'm going to tell you their name. It's in Wales, and it's called Welsh Italian Pizza.
Okay.
Pretty common, right?
Right.
Here's where it gets funny. Their big sign that says Welsh Italian Pizza, well, it's not spread out quite well enough. So when you put the last two letters of Welsh and the first two letters of Italian together, you get a naughty word. So with this put together, it basically spells, well, S word, alien pizza. That is one of the greatest names of a pizza joint.
I love it.
Well, alien pizza. Look, if they don't change their name to well, S word, alien pizza, they're doing it wrong, man.
Just lean into it. At that point, you know, you open up the business, you paid for the name, you paid for the sign, which is not going to be cheap. You got to just lean into it at this point.
And I'm telling you, I would literally travel to Wales to eat at a place called, well, Alien Pizza.
Right.
This is good stuff.
Dude, you could almost, well, Alien Pizza.
Yeah, right? And then here's the tagline. Our pizza is out of this world. Boom. You're literally selling out of pizza every single day.
Dude, I wonder if the owner, when they put the sign up, he looked at it the first time. That's what he said. Well, Alien Pizza.
I love it. I love it.
That's what we are now.
I mean, I would. This is, and they're going viral because of it. Because of this name.
They're now going viral. Yep. And then they start selling like the UFO pizza.
Yeah.
You know?
You got the little gray man pizza.
All right, give me the Roswell. I love the Roswell pizza, dude. It's good.
It wouldn't take much to sell a pizza that looks like, I mean, it's already round. It looks like a planet. Just put some rings on it.
Or flying saucer. You
know. Flying saucer, perfect. They throw the pizza at you like a flying saucer. All right, maybe not. We've gone too far. Oh, that pizza is hot. It hit me in the face.
That's hilarious, though.
Well, alien pizza.
Alien pizza.
So what do we got? We got getting dropped on the floor at Walmart by Stone Cold Steve Austin. And, well, alien pizza. I love it. All right, that is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.